Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin. We are at the Mishnah, two lines from the top of daf ayin amid aleph. Today's daf's being learned as a schus for Achenu bnei Yisrael hanasunu batzar v'ashivya. Today's daf's also being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Chava Miriam bas Malka Freida and Shimon Betzalel ben Rivka Rochel. Today's daf's being learned le'ilui nishmas Reb Yecheskel ben Reb Naftali. So we're moving along. In the beginning of Perek Ben Soirer Umayra, which discusses Fashidin and different ideas, both in Halacha and Agada, with the backdrop of the Ben Soirer Umayra. As it relates to today's daf and tomorrow's daf, we're really going to get into the weeds of understanding the basic concept of the Ben Soirer Umayra, and I think it's worth prefacing today's daf by learning the psukim in the Torah that deal with this parsha. So the parsha Ben Soirer Umayra is mentioned in Parshas Ki Tse. It's Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chaf and Chaf Aleph. Four psukim in the Torah. It says Ki Yele Ish Ben Soirer Umayra. If somebody's going to have a son, that's a Soirer Umayra. Rashi says Soirer means he's Sar Min Aderech, meaning he's veered from the Derech, the Yiddish way. Umayra means misarev b'divrei yaviv. He doesn't listen to his father. Loshoin mamrin. So if there's going to be a father that's going to have a child, this child checks off two boxes. Number one, he's a soirer. He's sar min aderech. Number two, he's a mayra. He's misarev b'divrei yaviv. Einenu shameh b'koil aviv u'b'koil imay. And the pasuk singles out that he doesn't listen to his father. He doesn't listen to his mother. V'yisru oisai. They gave him musar v'lo yishma aleihem. But he does not want to accept it. V'tavsubay abav imay. His father and mother shall take him. V'yitziu oisay al ziknei iroi. V'el shar mekoymay. And bring him to Bezin. V'amru al ziknei iroi. B'neinu ze soirer umayre. Einenu shoymeya b'koyleinu. And on top of that, zoylel v'soyfe. So in the event that there's going to be this child, who is number one, a soirer, he's sar min aderech. Number two, he's moira. He's mesare b'divrei yaviv. His parents have been giving him musar. Nothing's been helping. They take him. They bring him el ziknei iroi. V'el shar mekoymay. And they say, quote, b'neinu ze soirer umayre. He's, in addition to that, a zoilo v'soyfe. So what does it mean that he's a zoilo v'soyfe? So loosely translated, it means he's a fresser. He's a big bal taiva. Urgamu kalancha irba avon of ameis. The halacha of this child is that all the people in the city should come out. They should stone him, literally, until he dies. Ubiyarta harami kirbecha. And you have to make sure that any such ra is going to be completely extinguished from the midst of the Jewish nation. The Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro, and all the Yidden should be present, right? Urgamu Kol Anshe Iroi. So all the people in the city are going to administer the skilo. But in addition to that, everyone's supposed to know about it. There was a hachraza that was done. So like this, we'll be careful. We'll make sure something like this is not going to repeat itself. Either way, these four somewhat cryptic psukim is what makes up the parasha of the Ben Soirer Umayra. So what's the taich of a Soirer Umayra? Rashi says, Soirer means he's sar min aderech. Umayra means he doesn't listen to his father. Rashi, in the course of his pirish here al HaTorah, it's Dibur HaMaschel v'Yisru Oisai, so he brings the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch of the rest of the story of the Ben Soirer Umayra. And really, it's based on Gemaras that we're going to learn the next few days. It's based on different chazals. Just read the Rashi. Ben Soirer Umayra einei chayiv ad sheyignayv. Number one, in order for Ben Soirer Umayra to be chayiv, he would have to steal. He has to be a ganav. Not just that, v'yoychal tartei mar basar v'yishtachatzi lugyayin. He would have to eat at least a shear of basar that's the equivalent of a tartimar, and he would have to drink at the very least a half a lug of yayin. Shenemar, how do you know that? Because it says zoylel v'soyve, and zoylel v'soyve, as we'll see in the daf, means basar and yayin. Additionally, I'm skipping, uben soiru meir neragal shem soif. Although it says in the Torah that you killed a ben soiru meir, it's not for what he's done, but rather it's more about what we think he's going to do. Because he gia Torah l'soif da'itoi. The Torah was able to look into the proverbial crystal ball and really see what the future of this child has in store for him. Soif, at the end, shemechal amalim aviv, meaning once he starts stealing from his father, he's going to continue to steal from his father. Umevakesh limudai ve'enei moitzei, and he's going to try to find his prey. He's going to try to find this that he's accustomed to. He's not going to be able to find it. What happens if he can't steal from his father anymore? V'oimed b'prashas drachim. He's going to end up standing at the proverbial four corners. U'melaste ma'briyos. He's going to start stealing from people. He may end up killing them. And at that point, he's really going to commit averis for which he's chayv misa. Amr teretz. For that reason, the teretz said, yomu zakev ha'yomus chayv. Let's kill this child while he's still innocent rather than waiting until he becomes chayv. Either way, again, it's a cryptic parsha, which Beis Hashem in the next few days, hopefully, will be a little bit elucidated. Either way, Zok Dehilga Mishnah. Two lines from the top of Daf Ayinam and Alf. At what point does the Ben Seiru Meirer become a Ben Seiru Meirer? Meaning, when is he Chayiv Skila for being the Ben Seiru Meirer? So the Mishnah says, Mishayoichal Tartimer Basar. If he eats a Tartimer of Basar, that's the Shir. V'yishtachatzi Lug Yayin Ho'italki. And he drinks a half a lug of wine, but not just any wine. It has to be Italian wine. Why Italian wine? So Rashi speaks out here something that he's going to speak out many, many times throughout his Pirush on the Daf. And that is, the reason the Ben Seiru Meirer is deemed as such is because we believe that he's embarked on certain behaviors that he's not going to be able to get away from. Meaning, if he would just do something bad, we wouldn't necessarily assume that L'soif Oymeid B'proshes Drachim U'melastim Abriyos. So that Yomu Zakev HaYomu Zchayev. It's only because he's going down a path that we believe he's not going to be able to control himself from continuing to go down. So if he does things that are moshech, things that we assume once you get involved and you can't get out of, it's then that you become deemed the Ben Seiru Meirer. So says Rashi, Yayin Oitalki, Italian wine was very, very good wine. And because it was very good wine, it was moshech. So you have one glass, you're going to want to have another, and then you're going to want to have another. So this kid that's gone down this road where he's eating a tartimer basar and he's drinking a chatzi lug of wine, but not just any wine, yayin oitalki, now we're concerned that he's going to be the Ben Seiru Meirer. If he drank a different type of wine, which is not as moshech, maybe we wouldn't be concerned. Rabbi Yosi said the shurma a little bit different. It's mana basar, so it's not a tartimer basar, but rather it's a mana of basar, the lug yayin. It's not a chatzi lug yayin, rather it's a lug of yayin. Okay, b'chaburis mitzvah, if this Ben Seiru Meirer ate the shear of basar and he drank the wine, but he did it in a chaburas mitzvah. He did it together with a group of people that were performing a mitzvah. Or he ate it during a suda that was popularly made when Bezdin wanted to be ma'abar the chaydash. So we know sometimes the month was made up of 29 days, sometimes it was made up of 30 days. It's still sometimes, but now it's based on a fixed calendar. Once upon a time, it wasn't. So in order to be mefarsin, whenever it was that Bezdin was adding a day to the month, whenever they would be ma'abar the chaydash, they would make a suda. So if the Ben Seiru Meirer ate this food at such a suda, or ach ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim, or the food that he ate was ma'isa sheni and he ate it in Yerushalayim, that's what he's supposed to eat, ma'isa sheni. Ach ha'nevelos v'trevish katzim v'ramasim, or if he ate machalos asurois, ach ha'davar shu mitzvah, if he ate a davar shal mitzvah, v'davar shal aver, or he ate a davar shal aver, the Gemara will explain. Ach ha'kol ma'ichon, if he ate any food in the world, abo v'lo yach ha'basa, he didn't eat meat, shasa kol mashki, he drank all different types of drinks, v'lo shasa yayin, but he didn't drink wine, ein ein asa ben soyer meir, he does not become a ben soyer meir, at she yoich ha'basa v'yishte yayin, unless he eats meat and drinks wine, shenema, because the pasuk says zoylel v'soyve, and zoylel v'soyve means zoylel is basar, soyve is yayin. How do you know that? Says the Mishnah, the afa pishein raya ladavar, even though we don't have a clear raya, a bezeich ladavar, we do have a little bit of a remez. It's a pasuk in Mishle where Shlomo HaMelech said, al tehi b'soyve yayin b'zoylele basar lamoy. So soyve is yayin, Zoylele is basar. Thus, if the Torah says that this child is a zoylo v'soyve, it must be that what he's engaging in is basar and yayin. Rashi says, why is this not a raya? The Mishnah says, "V'afal pisha in raya ledover, zeicha ledover." I don't know. It sounds like a raya ledover to me, right? The pasuk is very clear. Al ti b'soyve yoyin. So you see, soyve means yayin. B'zoyle basar. So you see, zoyle means basar. So Rashi says that it's true. You see in this pasuk that soyve means yayin, and you see in this pasuk that zoyle means basar. But you don't see that there aren't other things that could also be soyve, and there aren't other things that can mean zoyle. So a shtikal remes for sure there is, but at the same time, do you see that it has to be dafka basar and yayin in order to qualify as a zayil v'soyve that night? And that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, "Ochal kol meichel v'leyochal basar, shasa kol mashke v'leyshasa yayin, ein enasam v'soyer meir." Clearly suggesting that the taich of zoylel has to be basar, and the taich of soyve has to be yayin. That's not something you see mefurish from that pasuk in Mishlei. You see that that's also zayil v'soyve, but you don't see that it's exclusively zayil v'soyve. Hence, it's not a raya l'davar. All it is a zeichel l'davar. Either way, so this Mishnah had a lot happening in it. It's focusing specifically on the zayil v'soyve component of the Ben Sayyir Meirin. We're going to have now a long daf with a lot of divrei agada, again, some famous gemaras that are going to elaborate on what the Mishnah said. Number one, Amar Rab Zeir. Rab Zeir said, Tartimar zeh eini yodeo mahu. So the Mishnah says, "Me'emos aichayev misheyoychal tartimar basa." So Rabbi Zeira said, "I'll be honest with you. We were sitting around the Bismedrish. No one knew what a tartimar was. In all the in the world of different weights and shiurim, no one knew what a tartimar was. Hello, but said Rabbi Zeira, we were able to figure it out. You know how? Because mitoychsha kafel Rabbi Yosi v'yayin. Because look at Rabbi Yosi's share relative to the Chachamim share as it relates to Yayin. The Chachamim said, how much Yayin does the Ben Sayyir Meirin have to drink? A chatzi lug Yayin. Rabbi Yosi said, how much Yayin? It's a lug Yayin. Nimtza koifel af v'basa v'nimtza tartim v'chatzi Yayin. Meaning, Rabbi Yosi's share of wine was double the share of the Chachamim. So if his share of wine is double the share of the Chachamim, then it's mistaber that his share of basar is also going to be double the share. Well, if that's the case, what was Rabbi Yosi's share of basar? It was a mana. Oh, so if Rabbi Yosi is double the Chachamim, what's the Chachamim share? Must be a half a mana. So again, what a tartimar said Rav Zeira is, I have no idea. But I can figure it out. It's a basic ratio, right? Because Rabbi Yosi, you see, doubled the shear yayin. Chachamim said a half a log. Rabbi Yosi said a full log. So if you double the shear yayin, it's mistaber. Again, afal pishein raya ledover, but zeichel ledover. It's mistaber that he doubled the shear basar as well. And if Rabbi Yosi's shear of basar was a mana of basar, that's a shear that the Chachamim were quite familiar with. If that's the case, the tartimar is probably going to be half, so that Rabbi Yosi is consistent that he's doubling, and it's going to end up being a half a mana. So it's interesting. In order to be a Ben Sayyir Meirin, the Ben Sayyir Meirin would have to eat a very, very precise shear. According to the Chachamim, it's a tartimar basar, which we just figured out as a half a mana and a half a lug of yayin. Rabbi Yosi doubles the shear. It has to be a mana of basar, and it has to be a lug of yayin. The Rambam in Hilchis Mamrim, and this is in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Perek Zayin Hilchis Mamrim is where the Rambam talks about the laws of Ben Sayyir Meirin. So the Rambam says, "Achilu zu shu chayev aleha dvarim harbe yeshba." A lot of different halachas that the Chachamim said as it relates to the achila that would render someone a Ben Sayyir Meirin, vehen kulon halacha mipia kabbalah. And the Rambam says that all of these nuances that we know, it's all based on Kabbalah, which in the Rambam's world is a way of saying halacha l'moishim misinai. Now the question begs itself: if this halacha l'moishim misinai, how could it be a machloikis? How could it be a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, what the shir is? If the Rambam is saying this is from the shiurim that are halacha l'moishim misinai, right? We know the Rambam says that anything that we know mipia kabbalah like timotzi ben machloikis. So the answer to that is, of course, the Brisker of in Sefer and Mesechtes Yuma ve'in kan mekoy melaharach. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rab Chanan bar Moilad. Amar Rab Chanan. Inei chayiv at sheikach basa bezoil ve'yoychal yai ve'yoychal. In order for someone to become a Ben Sayyir Meirin, it's not enough that he even ate the tartimar basar and he drank the chatzi lug yayin. He would have to have found a way to purchase the basar cheap and to purchase the wine cheap. How do I know that? The chsiv, because the pasuk says zoylel v'soyve, and we're learning the word zoylel miloshin zoyl. It has to be cheap. So unless he can find this cheap, he's not going to become a Ben Sayyir Meirin. Now, what does finding it for cheap have to do with being a Ben Sayyir Meirin? If he eats it, it's moishach. So we're going to have a problem. Zakrashi, it's very simple. Because again, what's the inyan of the Ben Sayyir Meirin? We feel that he's going down a path that he's not going to be able to creep out of. What's this path? He steals money from his father. He buys basar. Good wine, Italian wine. Life is great, right? Sounds like a good business model. If, however, he doesn't have a way to economically be able to buy the basar and buy the wine, then chances are he's going to run up against some financial hurdles, and as a result, that's going to stop him from becoming the Ben Sayyir Meirin. So the only time we can say with confidence that this person is going down a bad road is if, number one, he's engaging in bad, addictive-type behavior, but additionally, he's also finding opportunities to be able to satisfy that addiction, that behavior, in an economically feasible way. So if he can buy it for cheap, so that plays into the being moishach. Otherwise not. So it's not a question here of being moishach mitzad the food. A tartimar basar and chatzi lug yayino italki, that food-wise is moishach. But unless he can get it cheap, then there's going to be other hindrances, and as a result, We don't assume that it's Moshech. He doesn't become a Ben Sayer Moshech. Amar Rav Chana Bar Magdal to Amar Rav Huna. Another halach, he said, Enu Chayev, Yina Chayev, Atchen Yoichel Basar Chay, V'yishte Yayin Chay. So, this Ben Sayer Moshech does not become Ben Sayer Moshech, even if he eats the requisite shear, unless the meat that he eats was raw meat, and the wine that he drinks was raw wine. What does raw wine mean? It's undiluted, right? They didn't cut it with water. Is that so? But Rabbi Yosef, Amri Chavai, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, who very often argue, in this case, in unison, they were Amri Chavai, they both said, Achal Basar Chay, just the opposite. That if the Ben Sayer Meir eats Basar Chai and he drinks Yayin Chai, not that's Dafka when he becomes a Ben Sayer Meir, just the opposite. He would not be a Ben Sayer Meir. Ravina said, but you have to say that what did Rab Chana Bar Meilado Amr Rav Huna mean when he said, what he meant to say was, Yayin Chai, Mazik Veloy Mazik. It's not Mamish Chai. It's not really, really, really undiluted. But the reason we're referring to it as chai is because it's not diluted properly. Basar chai, raw meat, doesn't mean it's really raw meat. It's bashal, it's cooked, above like bashal. It's not properly cooked. It's kibasar kiba, it's like meat that was put for a very short time on top of coals, da'achli ganovi, and it's the type of meat that the ganovim used to eat. In other words, we have a stira. Does the Ben Sayer Meir become a Ben Sayer Meir dafka if he eats it chai, or fakir? If he eats it chai, it's not going to be a Ben Sayer Meir. It's up to Gemara, this chai and this chai, right? It's not the same thing. If it's mamish raw, you don't become a Ben Sayer Meir. If it's a little bit raw, it's then and only then that you would be a Ben Sayer Meir. So what's the oimix? Again, we need Rashi here again. If the Ben Sayer Meir would eat basar chai, and yayin chai, and it's literally raw and undiluted, he wouldn't become a Ben Sayer Meir. The reason is because it's not Moshech. What he ate and drank right now is not Moshech. If it's diluted, even a little bit, now it's Moshech. Stating that, and here's the punchline, the only time he becomes a Ben Sayer Meir is if it's a little bit chai. Meaning, if it's perfectly cooked or perfectly diluted, then he doesn't become a Ben Sayer Meir. Why? If it's Moshech, when it's a little diluted and a little cooked, Kal v'chaymer, it's Moshech. If it's perfectly diluted and perfectly cooked, that's true. But at the same time, the reason he's not going to be a Ben Sayer Meir, because remember, this kid's a ganav. And because he's a ganav, so the way he's eating is, he's on the move, he's on the run. So unless he will eat the way ganavim eat, then we're going to assume that he'll never end up at the point where he's trapped in this and he can't get out because there's going to be a hindrance. What's the hindrance? It's going to be that he doesn't know how to eat his food completely rear, right? He doesn't have the ability to do that. But if he is able to eat it that way, he can eat it. Mazik v'loy mazik, bashal v'loy bashal. So then already we're assuming that what he's doing now will continue because he's going to steal. True, he's going to have to eat the food quickly, but he's not going to have a problem eating the food quickly. So the inyan of mazik v'loy mazik, bashal v'loy bashal, is not mitzad the food shabai. If I care, mitzad the food shabai, if it's completely mazik, or if it's completely mavushal, it's even more moshach. It's again because of an external factor, because unless he's able to eat quickly, so that in and of itself is going to be an impediment, and it's for that reason it won't be moshach. And what emerges, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, is that when the Gemara said, kibasar kiba da achli ganavi, it's not just a mussel, right? It means that he eats it the way ganavim eat it. It's the point, because he's a ganav. Remember, this is a ganav. And unless he's able to eat like a ganav, by the way, this is shades of Michael Ben Drusoy, right? They were ganavim, they used to cook their food, a third or whatever it was, and they would eat their food very, very quickly. But unless he's able to eat like Michael Ben Drusoy, then we assume that it's not going to be much. What would be if this Ben Soy Ramayra ate his basa, but it was salted basa, or he drank grape juice, that's what we know it as, right? He just took the yayin right out of the vat before it even fermented. Ain't a nasa ben sayer mer. It doesn't become a ben sayer mer. And the reason is, basa maliach is bechlal not moshach, mitzad de chefza. Based on the food itself, yayin migita is grape juice, right? Wine is moshach, grape juice, not so much. Zokti matan has, we learned in a mishnah over there, Erev Tisha B'Av. On Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yoich aladam shnei tafshilam. A person's not allowed to eat two cooked foods. Done. Maimer amuska. Can't eat shnei tafshilam Erev Tisha B'Av. Additionally, v'lo yoich al basar, even the one food that you're going to eat can't be meat. And you can't drink wine. That even though on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat basar, you're not allowed to drink wine. But if you want to eat basar maliach, salted, preserved basar, or if you want to drink grape juice, that's already okay. Says the Gemara, basar maliach ad kamo. As it relates to Erev Tisha B'Av, what's the definition of basar maliach? Amar Rav Chanina bar Kahana, kol zman shehu kishlamim. As long as it's like the shlomim, Zok Rashi, it's not yet basar maliach. So we know the shlomim was kachim kalim, and it was eaten for 2 days and a night. So as long as this food is not 2 days or and a night old, meaning it's still within that statute of limitations when you are allowed to eat the basar shlamim. It's not called maliach yet. It's considered fresh food. It's not food that's being preserved, and that's the type of food you wouldn't be able to eat. Once 2 days and a night pass, meaning the zman of the shlamim passed already, so at that point, it would be mutter to eat this meat even on Erev Tisha B'Av. Because at that point, it would be considered basar melech. V'yayim migita yad kama. What's the definition of v'yayim migita? Meaning, at what point does this mashke go from being grape juice to being wine? Calls manchu toisis. As long as it's fermenting, it's considered yayin migita. But Tanya, we learned in a braisa, yayin toisis, ein bei mishum giloy. That yayin toisis doesn't have the laws of giloy. So we know once upon a time, there was a big sugi of giloy. If somebody would leave a mashke uncovered because of the fact that they're nechashim and akravim, so you weren't allowed to drink that mashke. Chaber says that today, the laws of magulin are not negay, the vilnagoy and the maiserav kidu was very makbid, because even though the tam Nigla is not Nogeya, but the Tam Nistar is Nogeya. But either way, in that Braisa that talks about the laws of Giloy, it says that Yayin Toises, wine that's still fermenting, doesn't have the laws of Giloy. What is the sheer fermenting? Shloisha Yomim, it's 3 days. So let's just come up for breath for a second. We just presented a halach in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, specifically Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person not allowed to eat meat, he's not allowed to drink wine. Stating that, a Braisa, you're allowed to eat Basam Aliyach, you're allowed to drink Yayin Migitai. What's the Taicha Basam Aliyach? Once 2 days and a night pass. Meaning, as long as it's within the time from when you cooked it, that if it was a shlamim, you'd still be able to eat it, it wouldn't be noiser yet. So that's considered not yet basam aliyach. When 2 days and a night pass, then it's basam aliyach. What's the definition of yayim migitoy? Kolzman shehu toises? And what's the shear of kolzman shehu toises? We're telling you to a brice and the sugi of giloy, shloy shayam. Good. So basically, as it relates to Erev Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to eat meat that was cooked 2 days and a night ago, and you're allowed to drink Yaya Migitai for the first 3 days. Says the Gemara, Hachamai, as it relates to the Ben Sayyru Meir, where we just said we have the same exact halach, Rabbi V'Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Travayu, Achol Basam Aliyach, V'Shose Yaya Migitai, Ein Einasa Ben Sayyru Meir. So the Gemara's question is, what's the definition of Basam Aliyach, and what's the definition of Yaya Migitai? Is it the same definition as it is with regards to Erev Tisha B'Av or not? What would be the tzad not? Hasam over there, Erev Tisha B'Av Mishum Simcha. It's all about Simcha, meaning you don't want you to be happy on Erev Tisha B'Av. It's a time to mourn. So kos manchu kishlamim, nami ispe simcha. So over there, it could be specifically as it relates to the basar maliach, as long as it's within the 2 days and a night, it could be you're still besimcha from this meat that you're eating. Ain't simcha ala babasa, right? So you're still besimcha with this meat that you're eating, and it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. But hach, as it relates to the ben sayer meyer mishum imshuchehu. Here, what's the punchline? The punchline is not that he's eating food that makes him happy. He's eating food that's addictive. He's eating food that's moshach. And if that's the case, ubecholshu le mimshach. It could be a kolshu. Rashi says kolshu means mishaover laila achas. Once one night passes, mafik time, could be at that point it's not so good. It's not mam. Fresh meat, and if it's not mamish fresh meat, so at that point, it's not going to be moshach. Additionally, v'yayin, as it relates to wine, ad mem yoyim, it's up to 40 days. And by the way, this is the maskana, right? So basically, what the Gemara is saying is that when it comes to Erev Tisha B'Av, there's halacha basar maliach yayim migitoy. When it comes to the Ben Sayyru Meir, there's halacha basar maliach yayim migitoy. But as it relates to the respective shear of what the taich of basar maliach is and what the taich of yayim migitoy is, it's not the same shear. When it comes to Erev Tisha B'Av, basar maliach is only considered basar maliach once this man of the shlomim passes, which is 2 days and a night. Yayim migitoy is totally in 3 days. Oh, once 3 days at that point, it's already no longer considered yayin migitoy. It's considered regular yayin, so it's going to be aser as it relates to the ben sayer meirer. So there, the basar maliach means even if it was a little bit salted, meaning it has to be fresh meat mamish from that day. Once one night passes, at that point, like the shear of kachi kadashim, not kachim kalam. Once one night passes, at that point, it's already considered basar maliach, and as it relates to yayin migitoy, unless it's been fermenting already for 40 days, it has to be aged a little bit. It's not going to be, yeah, I mean, what's the difference? The difference is, there's a fundamental meaning. You have two sugis where you have aloch about basar maliach, yayin migitoy, but it's not the same inyan. In one case, it's a sugi of simcha, in the other case, it's a simcha of sugi of moshech. When it comes to simcha, it's one share. When it comes to being moshech, over there, it's going to be another share. Just one beautiful marumakim that I saw in the Margolis, Sayam, for Abruf Margolis, and that is that what emerges is that the carbon shlamim was able to be eaten for 2 days and a night, right? Because for 2 days and a night, the food is misameach. Once 2 days and a night pass, at that point, you would have to preserve it. It would be considered basam aliyach. And you see, basam aliyach doesn't have the same potency, right? That's a little bit of a hasbara and a havan and understanding why it is that the shlamim was eaten for 2 days and a night. Because it's like a zman simcha of the food for 2 days and a night, but once 2 days and a night pass, it's mavur in this gemara, the food's not misameach anymore. As it relates, however, to the ben soiru meirer, by him it's totally in whether it's moishach or it's not moishach. I mean that it's totally whether it's moishach or it's not moishach, that first day is the day that it's moishach. Once 1 day passes, at that point, it's not going to be moishach anymore. And Rashi, sloshin is, mishaover laila achas, mafik taimoy. Right? At that point, it's already mafik taimoy. It loses a little bit of its punch. It loses a little bit of its taste. The Ramban, in Parshas Tzav, the Ramban ala Torah. So the pasuk over there is talking about the carbon shlamim. And the carbon shlamim is kachim kedalim. So you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and a night. So it says the pasuk, v'im neder oy nedova zevach karbonoi, b'yoy makrivoy ez zivcho yeyochel, umi machros, v'ha noyser mimenu yeyochel. This is the pasuk that says kachim kalim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. But just be mavasetra. Neder oy nedova zevach karbonoi, b'yoyim hakrivay azivcha yeyachel. You can eat it on the day that you bring the carbon. That's obvious. Umi machros, you can also eat it the next day. V'anoyse mimenu yeyachel. That's like a real academic roundabout way of saying you could eat it for 2 days, right? You could eat it the day. B'yoyim hakrivay azivcha yeyachel. Oh, you can also eat it tomorrow. Umi machros. Oh, but v'anoyse mimenu beyond that yeyachel. At that point, it's going to be a problem. Says the Ramban. Ulefi daiti inyan akosav hazeh. Bavur sha'omer b'yoyim akrivoy es zivcha yeyachal umi machros. V'hoye b'mashma she'tiye mitzvah she'yeyachal b'shnei yomim. Yoychal miktsasei b'yoyim harishoyin v'yoniach miktsasei l'machar. Ulefichach chazal levar. It's for that reason the Torah wrote this in such a funny way. And the Torah says v'hanoyser mimenu yeyachal. Meaning, really you're supposed to eat it on the first day. B'yoyim akrivoy es zivcha yeyachal. However, umi machros, you can eat it the next day as well, but only v'hanoysim imenu yachel. It's only what's left over to the next day. You're allowed to eat the next day. Loyshe yashim imenu b'kavona, says the Ramban. V'loyshe rashoy lo niach kuloy liyoy machros. Wow. You're not allowed to leave over the food until the next day. Avo mitzvah sheyoycham imenu b'rishoy. There's a mitzvah to eat it on the first day. V'hanoysir b'mikra. If it just so happens that something was left over until the next day, yeyachel b'machros aniskar, then you should go ahead and eat it the next day. But even kachim kalim, that's eaten for 2 days and a night, it's a bidyevet. It's not l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're supposed to eat it the first day. So what's the hasbar? It's a famous Ramban in the world of kachim. But what's the hesbar in this Ramban? The hesbar is this gemara that we just learned. Because although the meat is misameach for 2 days and a night, but it's only moshach that first day. The lashon of Rashi, mishaavra laila achas mafik time by the loy chashuv. At that point, it's not going to be considered chashuv anymore. One sushtel that Reuven Margolis makes is a gemara mesachtus ksubis daf samach zayin amadeis. The gemara over there is discussing an oni ben toivin. So an Ara man, if you give him staka, you have to give him de machsayre, right? You have to give him whatever he's accustomed to. So let's say somebody was once a successful person, he was once a gvir, and he got accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and now he's a yored minachasav. So mitzvah staka is mechayev to put him back on his feet and allow him to live the way he used to live. So the Gemara tells a story. Ma'isa ba'anchi galil ha'elyoin, sh'atlok hula oni ben toivim echad min tzipayri, litra basa b'chol yoin. There was a certain oni ben toivim, he was once a big gvir, and they were giving him staka, de machsayre. And every single day, they would take for him a litra basar. So the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion. What was the chiddush? What was the whole inyan? So the Gemara says, Kfar Katan Haya. It was a very, very small village. It was like a shtetl. B'chol yoyma have a mafsi de chevasa metulase. They would bring all these oifas. They would shecht it. And there would be a lot of leftovers. And afilu hachi, they were doing it for this person. Why they have to bring it every day? Why couldn't they just shech today and have a little bit tomorrow and a little bit for the next day? The teretz is because once it's already a laila achas, it's mafik taimoy v'loy choshev, and that's why it's only moishach on the first day. So that's what's playing itself out with that oni ben toivim and that gemara in ksuvin staf samach zayin. That's a classic Rav Reuven Margolis sushtal. But either way, that's this inyan, and it plays itself out maybe in the laws of kachin. That's the beer in the Ramban. This gemara right here, Sanhedrin ayin amad aleph, is a mafteach to understanding a Ramban ala Torah with regards to the laws of kachim kalim. Either way, we have a lot of work to do. Sakti Gemara Amar Reb Chanan. Reb Chanan said on the topic of wine, And by the way, the topic of wine is going to take us about a third of the way down of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. These are some famous Gemaras, Gemaras that we've learned together. We're going to do it quickly. So Rav Chanan said, "Nivri Yayin Ba'olam Elu Lenachem Avelim Ulashalim Schar LeRishon." Wine was created for two purposes. Number one, to be Menachem Avelim. If someone's Bitzar, say you give him wine. Additionally, Lashalim Schar LeRishon. Rishon who need to be rewarded in this world so that they won't be rewarded in the next world. And now they get rewarded in this world. It's through wine. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Tnu Sheicher LeOved." Nefesh. Rashi says that the Mori Nefesh is the Avel and the Oyved is the Rasha. He's lost. He's spiritually lost. So Tnu Sheikha the Oyved, Lashalim Schad Rishayim, the Ayin the Mori Nefesh, that's Lenachem Avel. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, my discussion from the pasuk that says, Alteri Yayin Ki Yisadim, Alteri Yayin, Shemad Pneim Shal Rishayim, don't go after one, like don't see it and want it, right? Don't glist it, right? Don't be chaymer it. Now, it's kiyas adam, meaning it looks good. You drink wine, you have rosy cheeks, right? All of a sudden, your face starts to shine, right? The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Mem Tes on the days when the Matronisa saw Rabbi Yehuda and says, Meir v'Ravi, right? The Marsha, not Meir v'Rabbi, Meir v'Ravi, the Marsha says it was a play on words, right? You look like some intoxicated rabbi. But either way, right? It gives you a good shine, a good glow. You should realize that if you drink too much wine in this world, say, yeah, in this world, you're going to look handsome, but in the next world, you're going to end up with a white face, you're going to have bizui bizionis. Rava says, Alteri Yayin ki yisnadam. What does this mean? Alteri yayin she'acharisoy dam. He said, don't go after wine because you know what the end of wine is? Acharisoy is dam. Rashi says, soifa yehore golov. It's addictive. And you know what happens sometimes if somebody gets caught up in something like this? Soifa yehore golov. And it's for that reason you have to worry. So Rashi said, what did Rava mean when he said, alteri yayin ki yisadam? Yisadam is miloshin dam. It's miloshin blood. Miloshin death. Soifa yehore golov. I was thinking, lulei de mistafino. Maybe you could say another pshat. The Gemara says, Chai vinish lepsume bepuria adalo yada ben aruham and lebaruch martchai. Stating that, Rabba and Rab Zeira, they pravid a Purim Suda together, and the Gemara says, come Rabba, shachta le Rab Zeira. Rava was a Talmud Muvik of Rabba, so he saw what happens. Alteri yayin ki is Adam, she'acharisoy dam. He saw what his great Rebbe Rabba. Now, Rabba was able to do moifsin, make a goylem. That's why he sent, if the Gerus says Rabba, to Rab Zeira the goylem. But that's Rabba. But at the same time, Alteri yayin ki is Adam, she'acharisoy dam. Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana has to stay. Except the Pasuk says, Tiroish, Vikarinon Tiroish. Now, really, if you look at the Pasuk, it says, V'yitein l'chol ekimi tala shemayim u'mishmani yo. Now, tirosh means wine. It's written chaser, reish shin, but it's pronounced as if there would have been a vav there, right? This takes us back to Sanhedrin daf dalet, yeshem lemikri, yeshem lemesayers. So it sounds like there's a vav. It sounds like it's in the plural, tirosh with a vav, but it's written without the vav. So the ksiv is tirosh, as if vikarina tirosh, zacha nasa rosh. If a person drinks wine and he's zaycha, he's going to be a rosh. It's a good thing. Lo zacha nasa rosh. Otherwise, not rava rami. Rava has to stay. Ksiv the pasuk says yishamach vikarina yisamach. Now it says v'yayin yisamach, but it could have, for the same price, been pronounced as yishamach. So zacha, if a person drinks wine properly, he's zaycha misamcha. It's going to make him a simcha. Lo zacha, if he doesn't drink it properly, mishamemeyo, then it's going to bring him to a bad place. Vayinu damar Rava. This is what Rava said. Cham Rava rechani pichin. Rava attributed his success in learning to wine, rechani, things that smell good. But the bottom line is, he said cham Rava rechani pichin. Meloshem pichuni. That's how I became wise. And by the way, these are of course a bunch of memories of wine attributed to Rava. We've spoken about what did Rava mean when he said Chamer Verechani Pikhin, based on the Arizal, that he was the Nesham of Loit, and Loit, his downfall came through wine, and Shechru Sei Shalait, and that's why Rava had to be Mesakin, Nishma Sei Shalait, Vadvarim Atikin. Omer Rav Amram Breder, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Omer Rav Chanin. Might this was from the pasuk that says, Lemi Oy, Lemi Avoy, Lemi Midyanim, Lemi Siach, Lemi Psan China, Lemi Chachilu Sei Noyim, Lama Achrim Ala Yoyim, Laboyim Lachkar, so these are two psukim in Mishle. Shlomo HaMelech is talking. So what do the psukim mean? So we'll see. The Gemara is saying there's two ways to read it. Lemi oi. Who says oi? Right? Who's krechtsing? Lemi avoy. That's like another nusach of krechts, right? Oi and avoy are synonyms of each other. Lemi midyanim. Who engages in fights? Lemi siach. Who has pain? Lemi pitzom chinam. Who has bruises and like for nothing? Lemi chachlil seinayim. Who's walking around with eyes that are red? La ma'achrim al hayoyin. It's people that stay up late drinking wine, labayim lach gar mimsach, and the people that are always looking to try to find wine. So the Gemara says, as it relates to this pasuk, ki aser Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bav. Omar, he said the following, Amri b'marava, there's a saying in Eretz Yisrael that says, haikra, as it relates to these two psukim, man de darish le mireisha le seifa midrish, umi seifa le reisha midrish. There's two ways you can read this pasuk. So this pasuk can go two ways. If you want to read a Mereisha L'Seifa, that's fine. And if you want to read a Mereisha L'Reisha, that's fine. So how would you read it, Mereisha L'Seifa? Lemi oi, someone that has oi, lemi avoi, lemi midyanim, right? Someone that's suffering, someone that's in a bad place. What should he do? What he should do is, l'ma'achrim alayoyim, l'abon l'achrim asik, drink wine. Like the Gemara said earlier, le'nivri yayim ba'oilam, Elo l'nachem aveilam. So if someone is in a place where he's bitzar, he walks around the whole day, oi avoi, he needs a glass of wine. Keep it simple. That's what he needs. And that's going to go a very long way. In fact, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the institution of wine for this guy and for people that find themselves in this type of matzav. And that's where you're supposed to. But there's another way to do it. And that is, if there's someone that's walking around, he's saying, oh, and he's saying, oh, it could be he's drinking too much wine. So it could be, fakir, someone that says this, you know what you do? What it says in the next pasuk, give him a little bit of wine. Or fakir, if you have someone that's walking around and he's saying, oh, yavoy, you know what? The reason this person is doing this for is probably because he's drinking a little bit too wine. And this really brings out the point. On the one hand, wine is an amazing thing. For someone that needs it, it's great. But then again, in moderation, right? Because if you don't drink responsibly, so then to the contrary, then the whole story can be flipped and it can end up being a bad thing. Darash Oiver Gililah. So Oiver is the name of a person and he was from the Galil. He said as follows, Yud Gimel Vav in Nemer B'Yayin. If you look in the parish of Yayin, it says the Ois Vav 13 times. So where is this? This is in Parshas Noach. So again, a lot of Parshas Noach now. Simon and Milsi. But either way, I'm just going to read the Pesukim. The context is Noach emerges from the Teva. And what's the first thing Noach does when he emerges from the Teva? He plants a vineyard, right? Everybody knows that. So it says, Vayochel Noach Ishu Adama, Vayita Kerem, Vayesh Min Ayayim, Vayishka, Vayishka B'Teich HaHalei. He drank a little bit too much wine. He got drunk. Vayarcham Avi Kinanes Ervas Aviv. And then Cham came into his father's tent and he saw that his body was exposed. He saw Ervas Aviv. Vayagil Shnei Echa B'Chutz. And he quickly went and he told his brothers. Vayikach Shem V'Yefes Es HaSimlo. Now Cham was acting in a derogatory way. But Shem and Yefes, they had covet for their father. So they took a beged. Vayasimu Al Shem Shneim. Vayelcho Acherem. They didn't even want to see his father. So they walked backwards. They covered the erva of their father. Again, they're not looking. The erva saviim loy roho. When he woke up, he realized what his father or what his son had done to him. Says the Gemara. This is what this Oiver Glila said. That if you go through these psukim right here, you'll see there are 13 words that begin with a vav yod. Vayochel, right? That's one. Vayita is two, Vayesh is three, Vayishkar is four, Vayiskal is five, Vayar is six, Vayagid is seven, Vayikach is eight, Vayosimu is nine, Vayelchu is 10, Vayichasu is 11, Vayikatz is 12, Vayeda is 13. Incidentally, Tosfos says, it also says Vayofes, but Tosfos says being that Yofes is a name, it doesn't count. So the Glila wanted to know, he says, why is it that you find these 13 Vavin, right? What's the idea of the Vavin? So it's a Lashon of Vay, right? Vavin, Vav Yud specifically is like woe, meaning wine brings woe into the world. And that was the point. So the Gemara says that when Noach woke up, he saw what his youngest son had done to him. Rav Shmuel, what exactly had been done? Chadama once said Sirsoi, he castrated him. Chadama Rabbi, the other one said Mishkav Zachar. Mandama Sars, the one that says Sars, meaning the Mandama that says that he castrated him, it makes a lot of sense what Noach's reaction was. What was Noach's reaction? He said that your fourth son, Cham, who was Cham's fourth son, Kenan. He's going to be an Eved Lamoy. He's going to be cursed. Why did Noach curse Cham's fourth son? Because what did Cham do to him? He castrated him, which prevented him from having a fourth son. Oh, Mita Keneged Mita. You prevented me from having a fourth son? Well, your fourth son's going to be cursed. Manda Amar Ravoy, and the Mandama that says, it was Rabbi, how does he know that? Gomar Vayar Vayar. Ksiv Alch, it says over here, Vayar Cham Avi Kenan as Ervas Aviv. Ksiv Hasim, and it says, Vayar Oysa Shechem Ben Chamor, referring to Dina. And we know what Shechem did to Dina. He was Baalel. So too, that's what happened over here. No, there was the Gemara saying like this. It was Machlek Yisrael and Shmuel, what Cham did. Either he was Sarsai or he was Rabbi. What would be the Makar to say Sarsai? The Makar would be the Klala. The klala, the einish that Chum gets, that's the gili and what the avera must have been. Right? Sometimes you can figure out the crime from the punishment. From the punishment, you know what the crime is. What would be the makar to say that it was ravai? It would be based on this gzeir shabbos. Says the gemara, bishlam the mandam asarsa, bishlam the kund mandam says sarsa, bishlam achi kil rabbi revi. I understand why the klala was his fourth son. El mandam a rabbi, kund mandam says rabbi maishna revi. Why is it revi the latye? I in rabbi salami ranchburg. That's the right gears in the gemara. Why is it that he cursed the fourth son? So the Gemara says you have to say Hava Havoy. According to the man Dama that says that it was Ravoy, it was also Sarsai. Meaning the Machlokes is, was it only Sarsai or was it Sarsai and Ravoy? But everybody agrees that it was Sarsai. And being that it was also Sarsai, so it's for that reason the Klala was on the fourth son. Because again, Chum prevents Noach from having a fourth son. That's why Noach goes and he tells him that you should know you're fourth son is going to be cursed. Tosfos asks a pretty obvious question. This is a Chumash Kasha. But Tosfos says that, why didn't Noach just curse Chum? Right, his fourth son. Why just curse him? Chum did the Aveira. So why did he give him a klala? So Tosfos brings from the Ri, a Dover Nifla. And that is, Lafi Shekosa Vayivarech Lekim Es Noach Ve'ez Banav. Ve'ein Klala B'makim Bracha. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had benched Noach and his sons. When they emerge from the table, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a bracha. And being that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had given them a bracha, ein chlala b'makim bracha, l'fichach, he couldn't curse him. It was not possible. The bracha of a Kadosh Baruch Hu was like a shmira against any chlala. So the only way for this chlala to play itself out would be if it would be through one of Chum's sons, and that's why it was vayomer orer kinan. Zokti mar vayte. More on this note. Vayochel noyach isha adama vayita kerem. Amar rav chizda, amar rav lukva. Va'amri lo amar mar rukva, amar rav zak. Amar lekadosh baruch hu l'noyach. So noyach emerges from the teva. And what's the first thing that noyach does? He plants a vineyard. So kadosh baruch hu told noyach, noyach, lo yehoi lecha l'olam yadam arishayin. Shouldn't you have learned from Adam arishayin? Shalai garam lo yehoi yayin. What was the downfall of Adam arishayin? The chet of the Eitz Hadas, as we'll see in a second. It was wine. So what are you doing? You walk out of the table, the first thing that you do is wine. Commando Omar, this is going according to Madama that holds that the Eitz Hadas was a Geffen. The Tanya, we learned to the Brayer, that the Eitz Hadas was a Geffen. Because all Tsaris come in the world from Yain, and the Eitz Hadas brought Tsaris, must be it was wine. Meaning there's no real empirical evidence that it was a Geffen, but it just makes sense because all bad things came from wine, so probably this also came from wine. Rabbi Yudah says, Chita Hayah. It was a chita. Because as soon as the tinek starts eating dagon, that's when he knows how to say abba ima. That's when he knows how to start talking. Meaning, dagon brings das, and this eitz was known as the eitz adas. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Again, no empirical proof, but at the same time, to me, it's misnabber that it was probably dagon. Rem Nechemia Imer Teina Hay. It was a Teina. Shabadav Shakil Kulu Bay Niskino. It makes sense. Now we know that because look at the tshuva of Adam Arishan. Shenema the pasuk says Vayitfru Ale Teina to cover their Makim Erva. Why a Teina? So Rashi brings the Chumash. It's because the Aveira was done with a Teina. So therefore, the Tikkun was done with an Aveira as well. But from the fact that you see Vayitfru Ale Teina, that's a Raya. Said Rem Nechemia that the Chet must have been a Teina. But either way, by saying that Hakadosh Baruch has a Teina on Noach, that the first thing you do is you plant a kerem loyhoylocha lelamed may adam arishin shalagar melayin. Who is that going according to? It's going according to the man that holds it was a gaffin. Because if you hold it was dog and if you hold it was a teina, ma inyan yayin eitzel the chet of the eitzadas. More about wine. So the next few lines of Gemara are going to expound on a few psukim in Mishlei Perek Lamed Aleph. And then we're going to go backwards to Perek Lamed. Now, Perek Lamed Aleph in Mishlei begins as follows. Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisratu Imoy. So, Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisratu Imoy. The Pasuk is referring to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is Lemuel in this Pasuk. Asher Yisratu Imoy. So, these are words of Musar, Yisratu, that his mother gave him. So, we're going to talk about some Teichacha, some Musar right now that Shlomo HaMelech's mother gave him. Who's Shlomo HaMelech's mother? Batsheva. So Batsheva is giving Musa to Shlomo HaMelech. And really, the Musa Shmuz is the next few psukim, just to read the words. Next pasuk is Ma Beri, Uma Bar Bitni, Ume Bar Nidorai, Al LeMelachim LeMoyel, Al LeMelachim Shesoyoyin, Ule Reisnim Eishachar. This is a cryptic Musa Shmuz, but the Gemara is going to
clarifies. Up the Gemara. Divrei the Mu'ul Melech Mas Ache Yisratim. Amr Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rav Shemayichai. Malami Chekavas Imayala Amr. This is old school. So Batsheva took Shloima and literally tied him to a pole, right? Mamish. To an Amud. V'amrloi, and she said, quote, Ma Bari, Uma Bar Bitni, Ume Bar Nidare. Ma Bari, Hakul Yodim Shavicha Yarishamayim Hava. She tells her son, you know, everyone knows that your father's a big Yarishamayim. He's David Malka Mashicha. Achshav Yoimer, what are people going to say if you don't behave properly? Imay Garmalai. Oh, it must be because he takes after his mother. Because if you took after your father, you'd be a big tzaddik. So you're making me look bad, right? Mar Bari. Everyone's like, oh, it's my son. Uma Bar Pitni, Kala Noshim Shalil Savicha, all your father's wives. David Melch had a lot of wives. Kivish and Miss Abrois, as soon as they became pregnant, Shuv Einon Royas Pnei HaMelech. They were not merit to see the king after that. Obavani Dochakti Venechnasti. But I was together with your father even after I was a Muberis. Kidei Sheheli Ben Mezuriz Amulubun. And this is based on our idea that Chazal say that Tashmish is Yofa Bishas Heroin. It's Yofa to make the child be a Mezuriz Amulubun, to be a more successful child. So she continues and says, Uma Bar Bitni, what's going to be with Bar Bitni? Meaning, while you were in my bet and I was Moise Nefesh, I made sure that you're going to end up being a Mezuriz Amulubun. And look at how you're behaving now. And finally, Uma Bar Nidri, Kol Noshem Shebei Savicha Hayu Noidrois, Yeheli Ben Hagun Lemalchus, David HaMelech's other wives, all your father's other wives. So they were raising their sons to be what? To be the next king. But I didn't want to. I didn't care about that. You know what I was doing? Vanina darti. My neder was. Amarti, I said, Yeheli ben zariz umamula b'toira. V'hagin l'navius. I wanted you to have toira. I wanted you to be a navi. Right? We find the concept of shloimah hanavi. But either way, I wanted you to be a navi. That's what I was doing. Either way. So she says, and by the way, old school, ties him to an amud and starts saying, Mabari, if you're not going to behave properly, everyone's going to attribute it to me. Umabar bitni. When I was Moiser Nefesh, I went out of my way while you were in my womb to make sure that you would be Mezuriz Umalubon. What's with all that? Umabar Nedarai, I made a nether that you should be Mezuriz Umamula Betayr of a Hagel and Avias. What's going on over here? Now, what did Shlomo HaMelech do wrong? So that's not clear from this pasuk, but this is clear from the next pasuk. Alim Malachim Lamayel, Alim Malachim Shesoyoyin. And that's why we're talking about this now. Ulurayzdem Eshechar. Shlomo HaMelech was drinking too much wine. He was going down a bad path. And now you see, by the way, if someone young drinks wine, it's, you know, Abizrayu to the Sugya Ben Sayer Umayr, right? It's Moshech. So it can end up in a bad place. But either way, she continued and said those words. What does this mean? Says more. Amrulai. She said, Malucha itzon belochim sheshoisim yayin umishtakrim. Why are you hanging out with the kings? Now, his father was a king, so you understand. He grew up in a palace, right? But why are you being with the kings and why are you behaving like the kings that are drinking wine and getting drunk? V'omrim, and they're saying, Lama lanu kel. So, ala malachim, don't be with the kings that get drunk. L'mayel, who say, why do we need a kel? Ulerayznim, a shechar. What does that mean? Misha kol raza yoylam gluin loy. Someone as wise as you, Shlomo. Shlomo Melech is the wisest of all people. Someone that all the secrets of the world are revealed to. Yishte yayin v'yishtaker. Is it appropriate for you to drink wine and get drunk? Ikidami. Some say, Misha kol raza yoylam hashkim lepischa. Someone like you that everyone comes to his door. All the chashuva people are coming to you and they're taking counsel by you. Yishte yayin v'yishtaker. For you to be a drunk, it's very inappropriate. Either way, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Here's the post. Nein shechazor Shlomo v'hoyd lima. How do you know that Shlomo Melech was chazer and he came around to what his mother said? The pasuk says, "Kibara noichi meish v'loy binas adamli." What does this mean? Kibara noichi meish. What Shlomo HaMelech mean when he said that? Me noyach. He said, "I'm more foolish than noyach, who was an ish." The chesiv ayochel noyach ish adam avayitakerim v'loy binas adamli. Ze adam arishin. Adam means none other than adam arishin. I'm a fool like noyach v'loy binas adamli. You're right. You're 100% right. I'm behaving like adam and like noyach. I'm drinking too much wine. I accept the Musar Mama, he took like a man this Musar Shmuz that his mother had given him. You know, over the years, we've spoken a lot about just the idea of wine. I mean, it's a theme that repeats itself so many times. But specifically, the Dvar Agada that this whole Amid or so Gemara began with, which was Amir Abchamel Nivri Yayim Ba'olam Elu L'Nachem Aveilim U'L'Shalim Schad U'Rishon. But we've always spoken about the like, Nivri Yayim Ba'olam Elu L'Nachem Aveilim part. Right, the whole idea of wine is it's a pick-me-up, right? So many different ideas that are associated with that. But the Gemara says, really, wine was created for two purposes. Number one, l'nachem aveilim, and number two, l'itein schar L'Rishayim, to give Schar L'Rishayim, the Teres Chaim, on this Gemara, it's G'day to see it inside, he says that we know Tzadikim get their reward in the next world, in Olam Haba. Rishayim get their reward on this world, in Olam Hazeh. When Chazal described Olam Haba, they describe it as wine. Yayin Meshumer. Now, it's not the only description, but it features very, very prominently. So he says, if wine is the schar that the tzaddikim are going to get in Olam Haba, so it makes sense that the schar that the Rishayim are going to get by Olam Hazeh should also be wine. It should be Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'isa Inyin. And that's the oimik of this chazal, that wine is the schar that was given to the Rishon Ba'ilam Hazeh, because it should be mida keneged mida. If the tzaddikim schar is going to be wine, the Rishon schar should also be wine. The difference is, the schar and the wine that the tzaddikim are going to get, that's the Yayin HaMeshumer, right? Which we've spoken out from the Goyin says, that's all the Seid HaSatayra. Nichnas Yayin Yatzasayid. Right, Yayin is associated with Seid, but it's the Seid HaSatayra, the deepest of the deepest secrets of the Torah. That's what the Yayin HaMeshumer is. This is something that the tzaddikim are going to merit in the next world. But the Rishon, they also get wine. So we get wine and they get wine. The wine that we have is a mushel. And it plays itself out that the Rishon schar in this world is going to be wine. It's a whole arichas. We don't have time to go through it right now. Maybe a different day. Ayin Sham Sokta Gemara. So we return to our regular program after this brief intermission, this brief digression. And we go back to the laws of the Ben Soyer Meir. So again, the Mishnah said, Me'ema say, Rabbi Yossi argues, and then the Mishnah went through a whole different mitzvah, Ibrachidish, Maisasheni, Nevelis, Trevish, Gotzim, Ramasim. So the Gemara now, from here until the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Aleph, Talmud Aleph, bullet point style, is going to go through and explain the whole balance of the Mishnah. The only time a person becomes a Ben Soyer Meir is if he ate with a Chabura people where they're Srikin. So Srikin is Miloshin, like Ilone Srak. Right, and Ilan Srak is a tree that doesn't bear any fruit. These are people that are Sarikin, they're mamish ledegers, they're completely empty people. But if there's one person at the Chabura that has any shaykhis, so then already this person will not become a Ben Soyer Meir. Faith Gemara, how can you say that? Then if you have a Chabura mitzvah, you don't become a Soyer Meir. You know what? It sounds like time of the mitzvah. It sounds like you're sitting by a mitzvah, whole lot mitzvah, but let's say it'd be the same Chabura of people. But it just so happens, they're eating a Sudas Rishos. Sounds like Alpha Gafta Lav Kula Srikin, right? Even though they're not all Srikin, no, I'm sorry, whole lot mitzvah, Alpha Gafta. The lav kula shrikin, if they're not all shrikin, that would be the halacha. Meaning, the Gemara is assuming that who sits by a sudas mitzvah? All shrikin? Probably not. Who goes to a sudas mitzvah? Right, the latisha mentioned, probably. And you're telling me if you ate bechaburis mitzvah, then you don't become a soyer meir. It sounds like if you'd be sitting with the same group of guys, same dinner for four, but instead of it being a sudas mitzvah, it's a sudas mitzvah, you'd be a ben soyer meir. I thought you don't become a ben soyer meir unless everyone is empty. Presumably, the Sudas Mitzvah guys are not everyone's empty, because why would all these empty people being at a Sudas Mitzvah? I hear. How come Ashmolan? Avagav the Kula Srikin? No, I hear what you're saying. It's a nice heart. But at the end of the day, it's possible that there could be a bunch of Srikin sitting at a Sudas Mitzvah. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, even though they're all Srikin, keep the Mitzvah Kaasak Le Mimshach, being that they're doing a Mitzvah Loi Mimshach. And this is an interesting idea. That being that they're doing a Mitzvah Loi Mashach, a Sudas Mitzvah is not going to bring this downfall. It's not going to happen through a Sudas Mitzvah. Shaymir Mitzvah Liyeh the Davar. Just in general, it's not going to come from a Sudas Mitzvah. If he ate in a Sudas Ibrach Chodesh, you don't have to worry about this. So the Gemara says, maybe the Basav Yayin Masku, it sounds like there was Basav Yayin at the Ibrach Chodesh. Why? Because the only time you become Ben Soyer Meir is if you ate Basav and drank Yayin. So if you're telling me that if it was Ibrach Chodesh, you don't become a Ben Soyer Meir, as I say, Meris, that the only issue is that it's a Ibrach Chodesh. But otherwise, it sounds like the menu is what you would need in order to become a Ben Soyer Meir. Faith Gemara, that's what we're learning to the Brisa. In Oilon Lo Ela Bepas Dogah Bekitnes Bovad. At the Sudas Ibrach Chodesh, all they brought was a little bit of bread and a little bit of kitnes. So the Gemara says, Alkamash Malan. I hear. I mean, it's a nice aura, but at the same time, no, because Avagav the In Oilon Lo Ela Bepas Kitnes. Even though that's true, that's the way it's supposed to be. But what would be if the EU Asik Basav Yayin Va'ach? If he went and he brought Basav Yayin, even the Bemitzvah Kaasik, being that he's doing a mitzvah Le Manshech, you don't have to be worried that it's going to be Mashach Tana Rabbanon. In Oilon Lo Ibrach Chodesh. So we just mentioned the Sudas Ibrach. We'll talk about it for a minute. So we don't bring to a Sudas Ibrach Chodesh Pachas Pesasar B'Neil, less than 10 people. That's to be a minion. Vein Oyin Lo Ela B'Pas Dog and V'Kitnes. That's what we just said. Vein Oyin Lo Ela Lo Or Iburai. So when was this Suda held? The evening after the Ibur. So a month again could be 29 days or 30 days. If it's 30 days, it means they were ma'abr the chodesh. Right? Just like Ibur Shana means they added a month to the year, Ibur HaChodesh means they added a day to the month. So it means day 30, but it's La'ar. La'ar means the evening after. So it's really the night of 31. That's when they did the Suda. And you don't go up during the day, only by night. Faith the Gemara of Atani, we learned to the right, it's just the opposite. 180 degrees. Is it dafka by day or is it dafka by night? So the Gemara says, "Kedam Rabchi Barabba Livnei." Like Rabchi Barabba told the sons, "Achrifu v'ulu, go up during the day early. Achrifu puku, leave a little early, meaning fatugs. Kihechid lishma b'chuin." She's like this. People should know about it. And the way Rashi explained this is that the Suda itself was at night. And the Braisa that says it was Dafka Balai, that's referring to the actual Suda. But like Rabchi Bar Abba told the sons, go up a little earlier, they would go up during the day. So they would go up to make a little bit of noise during the day. You want to know when they actually had the reservation, when the Suda was for, that was already for the evening. Achal Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim, the Mishnah said, you don't become a Ben Sayer Meir. Why? Keeping the key. Urchehu ka'achal leilai mamshach. Being that you're following a mitzvah, right? You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to eat Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Therefore, it's loy manchach. Ach, the veil's a treif. Shkatz v'ra masam. Amar Rava. Rava said, Ach, basaroyif. If somebody eats basaroyif in a nasa ben soyer meir, meaning the meat has to be basa behema. Basaroyif, you don't become ben soyer. Faith the gemara. Now to now, we learned in the mishnah. Ach, the veil's a treif. Shkatz v'ra masam. In a nasa ben soyer meir. That if you eat the veil's treif. Shkatz v'ra masam, you don't become ben soyer meir. Hot tahirim. But let's say you would eat the veil's treif. Shkatz v'ra masam. That would tahirim. Sounds like nasa ben soyer meir. You would be a ben soyer meir. So what's the kasha again? Rava said, if you eat basaroyif, you don't become a ben soyer meir. Right? Basaroyif is always considered very, very inferior. So if you eat basaroyif, you don't become a ben soyer meir. Faith the Gemara, how could that be? The Mishnah says if you eat the veil's treifish gassim for a masim, then you don't become a ben soyer meir. Which aiches was of duet oif. So you need Rashi. Rashi says stam shkotzim haynu oifos tmeim. Oh, so if stam shkotzim are oifos tmeim, so it sounds like only oifos tmeim is going to be a problem, but oifos tmeim not. Not just that, remasim are insects. So if you eat insects, if it would have been kosher, you would have been a ben soyer meir. So now this not. Either way, the Gemara says ki tanami masisim lahashlim. Could be when Rava said achal basar oif in an asav ben soyer meir, he meant if the whole shear was basar oif, then you don't become ben soyer meir. But lahashlim, yeah. Meaning, what would be if somebody would eat tartima basar? Rashi says pachas mi kezayis, and you would be mashlim the kezayis of the tartima with oif. Then already it would be something. And kamashmal on the Mishnah, however, that if you would be mashlim with neveilois treifish gotzim v'ramosim, then it would not be the shear. But you're right. If the entire shear would be oif in an asav ben soyer meir, and that's Rava's memra achal basar oif in an asav ben soyer meir. This that's implied from the Mishnah that if eat basar oif, you do become ben soyer meir. It means not if everything that you ate, the entire shear, was basar oif, but it means if you were mashlim basar oif, that's when you would be a ben soyer meir. Achal davar shu mitzvah v'davar averet. Dvar mitzvah. What's a dvar mitzvah? Tanchumei aveilim. Now, there's other dvar mitzvahs, but Rashi says that the chiddush is the afa gavta takanta the rabbanu ba'amu, and that's really the chiddush of the Mishnah. Any mitzvah, if a person ate in a context of a mitzvah, even if it's just he's being menachem avol, and now there is a suda involved, right? The suda is havra, etc. That in of itself would be enough for it to be considered dvar mitzvah. What's a dvar avera? Tainas sibur. He ate on a tainas. The time am I? What's the reason? Meaning, if a person does a dvar mitzvah, we understand why he doesn't become a ben soyer meir, because he's the mitzvah ka'osik, and as a result, loy mimshach, which is the key word and the key concept when it comes to the ben soyer meir. But why if you do an avera? If you do an avera, then for sure you should be a ben soyer meir, right? It's to the contrary. Add insult to injury. Says the Gemara, it's based on Xeris HaKosav. Amar Kra, it says in the pasuk, Einenu shemea b'koylenu, b'koylenu v'loy b'koyloy shalmakay. The only time somebody becomes a ben soyer meir is if he doesn't listen to his parents. But if he's also violating lavin in the Torah, he's also Einenu shemea b'koyloy shalmakay, that already is going to be different. What's it coming to be marbur? Right, the Mishnah was pretty clear. You have to eat basa, you have to drink wine. And then it says, if you eat a maicha but not basa, if you drink something and it wasn't wine, I hear, right? It seems pretty redundant. So it's obviously coming to be marbur something, or be memayit something. Says the Gemara, "Achal kol maicha v'lo achal basar is lasuye dveilo keilis." So dvei keilis was a certain fig. It came from a place keilis, and it had certain intoxicating qualities. So if somebody would eat too much of it, he would end up a little Mished. So you could have thought that maybe that's enough to make him Ben Sayer Mar, because it's Moshech. Shasa kol mashk v'le shasa yayin, what's that coming to be marbo? La'asuyei dvash v'cholov, honey and milk, the tiny renewing to the brisa, ochal dvelo ke'ilis, v'shasa dvash v'cholov, v'nichtas l'mikdosh, and he enters v'es mikdosh, chayev is chayev, what's he chayev for? For the lav in the Torah that says v'yayin v'sheker altej, kamash malon, that even though these things are mishaker, it's different. And what's the reason? It's they're mishaker, but they're not Moshech. Again, that is the key of this whole sugya. The wine has nothing to do with the simcha of the wine, has nothing to do with the shichris of the wine. The wine over here is related to the moshach component. Right? It's kedai just to meditate on this for 1 second, right? It's just very interesting. Like when you talk about wine, let's take wine for a second, because that comes up so often. So wine you'll find in the sugyas of simcha. You'll find wine in the sugyas of, it opens up a person's mind. Rava said it in today's daf. You'll find wine in the context of shikrus, Purim. You'll find wine in the sugyas of Meishach. That's a Ben Sayer Meir. Right? It's different qualities. Wine wears different hats. Basar we saw also wears different hats. Basar is mesameach. In simchela b'basar shlamim. Basar is also Meishach. That's the sugya of the Ben Sayer Meir. Right? So these concepts, you find in different ways. And the point as it relates to our sugya of the Ben Sayer Meir, the whole basar and the whole yayin is related to the Meishach. It's the addictive quality, Shabbat. That's what it's related. Nothing to do with the simcha. It's nothing to do with the pikhin. It's related to the addictive quality. And that's why whether it's considered basar, whether it's considered wine, is going to depend on whether this specific basar, this specific... That's why in different sugyas, different things are called basar and wine, as we spoke a lot about on Amun Alf. Either way, just to finish until the Mishnah. In the Nas Ben Sayer Meir, Achayecha basar v'yishat Tanu Rabbanan Abraisa, which mirrors the Mishnah, which is one hoysafa. Achal kol meicha v'loy achal basa. Shosa kol mashka v'loy shosa yayin. In the Nas Ben Sayer Meir, Achayecha basa v'yishat yayin, shenema azayla v'soyv, v'afal b'chein raylo da v'zeichlo da v'shenema, al ti b'soyv yayin, b'zayla basa loyme v'oymer. Another pasuk. It says this other pasuk, and that is, ki soyve v'zayla yivarish, ukroim talbish numa. Literally, what the pasuk means is someone that's a zoyve v'zoyla, also known as a zoyla v'zoyve, yivarish, he's going to become poor, he's going to lose his money, ukroim talbish numa, and he's going to end up wearing tattered clothing, says the Gemara on that note, right? That's the whole chiddush of the Brisa over the Mishnah. Brises are a little bit wordier, the va'omer, one extra pasuk. Either way, Amar Rav Zeira said, kol ayashem v'beis ha-medrash, someone that falls asleep in beis medrash while he's learning, teirase nasis like krom. Rashi says he's going to forget his learning, and as a result, his teir is going to be like crumb. He's going to remember a little bit, but he's going to forget a little bit. How do I know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, ukra'im talbish numa. Numa means someone that falls asleep. Someone that falls asleep while he's learning, his Torah is going to end up being crumb. Either way, so today's daf was a long daf, a lot of agadata. And it really started getting into, we rolled our sleeves up a little bit in terms of understanding a little bit the Ben Sayer Meir. So I think it's kedai. And really, this is going back to the introduction. Just to revisit again for a moment the Ben Sayer Meir from the Psukim in the Torah. And that is, and again, just a high level, almost like a chumash rate bite, as it relates to the Ben Sayer Meir. The pasuk says, Ki yeh le'ish bein Sayer Meir. Einenu shemeya b'koil aviv u'b'koil imoy, v'yisru oisoy, v'la yishma aleh. So this Ben Sayer Meir is called a ben, he's a child, right? He has to be bar mitzvah. Because a havamina, you could even be a katan, but he has to be Mishiyovish de Cyrus, but not a full fledged ish. It's Adche Yaakov Zokin Atachtim. But the point is, if this person is a Soirer Umayr, that's when he's included in this parsha. So what's a Soirer Umayr? Rashi says, Soirer Sarmen Aderech. Umayr, Misarev Bedivre Yaviv. So Sarmen Aderech means he's veered from the straight and narrow. Umayr means he doesn't listen to his father. Now, the fact that he doesn't listen to his father, Rashi says, is what the word Meir means. It's really Mefurish in the Pasuk. The next words, Einenu shemeh b'koy lovev b'koy limoy, v'yisroi sevel yishmal. Right, so that's pretty Mefurish in the Torah. The fact that he's sar min aderech is also a little bit Mefurish in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, v'amru azik ne'iroi b'nenu zeh sayru meir, Einenu shemeh b'koy leinu, zoylo v'soyve. So really, this guy is checking off two boxes, right? There's two things he's doing that are not okay. Number one, he's being soirer. Number two, he's being meirer. The soirer, which Rashi teaches means sarmen aderech, is being manifest in the fact that he's zoyl v'soyfe. The meirer, which means misarev b'divrei yavrev, is being manifest in the fact that he's a nenu shemeh b'koylov b'kolimeh. So again, this is poshut, but you know, like the Mesilas Hasharim writes in his Akdama, the most obvious things are the things that we overlook. This child has two names. He's a soirer and he's a moire. The soirer is Sarman Aderech, which plays itself out in the fact that he's a Zoyl of a Soifet. The Meira means he's Mesarib Bedivrei Aviv, which plays itself out in the fact that he's a Nenu Shoymeya, Bekoil Aviv Ubekoil Imai. If you take a look at the Ramban says this very, very clearly. The Ramban says, Vihine, Yesh Olav Shnei Oinchen. This child has two Oinchen. Right, he deserves two punishments. Number one, he's disrespecting his parents. And he's rebelling against them. Says the Ramban. So what's the aver to be a zoyl v'soyve? This is the Ramban l'shitasi, if there ever was a Ramban l'shitasi. Because he's violating what the Torah says, kedoshim tiyu, right? Maybe the most famous Ramban ala Torah. So he's violating that Ramban in kedoshim tiyu. V'nemaroid, it says, v'oysoy savoydu, u'boysit bakum. Right, he's supposed to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to Olam Hazeh. Kasha pirashti shen etztavinu l'das Hashem b'chol drachenu, v'zoyl v'soyve lo yeh. The point is that this person deserves two punishments. Right? He deserves two punishments. Number one, for being a soirer, sarmin aderech, which is zoyl v'soyve. Number two, for being a mayre, mesarib v'divrei aviv, in erish v'kalav v'kalime. So says the Ramban, if that's because, let me ask you a question. Everyone knows that the ben soirer mayre is nidan al shem soifa. And Chazal said, yomu zakai val yomu schayev. Yomu zakai val yomu schayev. He's not a zakai. Right, he's a guilty man. We just said, he deserves two punishments. There's nothing zakah. Right, he's not so innocent. Right, he's not so innocent. Don't fall for this innocence. It's garnished as a innocent. So what do you mean, yomu zakah? Says the Ramban, b'lishoyne azov, ala klal, aim by ato chet mavas. It's true he's guilty, right? This is the biggest misnomer about the Mansoy Ramayr. It's not innocent. Yeshal of Shnei Oinchen, which is only Chumash now. Right, Pasha, I'm going to say one Chiddush yet. Yeshal of Shnei Oinchen. He deserves two punishments. Yeah, but not death. Not the death penalty. It's true he's being Makla Abav Imoy. I hear, it's a bad thing. He's being over on Kedoshim Tiyu. Abav Al Shem Soifai, who need them Kamash Eskiru Chazal. The reason he gets Misa, that's based already Al Shem Soifai. But the point, says the Ramban, is that even though this person is not a Zakai, he's a Soirer and a Moirer, two independent Averis. But at the same time, we refer to him as a Zakai, because Klape Mishmat Moves, Klape that, he's going to be considered a Chayef, you know. It's Yodua that the Eben Ezra, when he talks about the Ben Soiru Meirer, so he refers to him as an Apikoiris. He says, V'hinei zek moi Apikoiris, ki lo yivakish chayo oilom hazeh, ki imlis anik b'chol minei maichol u'mishta. This person's an Apikoiris. And over the years, I've heard different ideas from different Bali Musar to explain why would the Ben Soiru Meirer be an Apikoiris. An Apikoiris? Who said he's an Apikoiris? He's about Taifa. He's not an Apikoiris, right? He's not a Nair. He's about Taifa. That's what he is. So, like, Meichetes, it should be an Apikoiris. And there's Kama Kumas in Ishtabru, as they say. Lule de Mistafina, and it could be this is Mamish Emes. An Apikoiris, that term was named after a famous Greek philosopher. His name was Epicurus, right? He was a Greek philosopher who obviously denied the existence of God. And it's because of him that we have today, the Apikarsan. And by the way, Afa Pisha Ein Raya Ladover, Zeich Ladover, to go along with the theme of the daf, and that is the Tzedukim were named after Tzaduk, and the Baisusim were named after Baisus. So it makes a lot of sense that the Apikarsim are named after Epicurus. But this is a fact, right? There was a Greek philosopher, his name was Epicurus. If you do a little bit of research about what exactly Epicurean philosophy is, the one fundamental belief is that man was put on this world to attain as much pleasure as he could possibly attain. Now, it ties in, obviously, to Kfira and Apikarsis, right? Quote, unquote. But the aside of Epicurean philosophy was that you're here to indulge in the pleasures of this world. Now, in moderation, there's certain chukim, there's rules and regulations of how it works. But at the end of the day, if you want to come and take Epicurean philosophy and you want to be Hamidon al-Achas, that's the one principle you have to know. I think that's what Ibn Ezra means. If you have a proper appreciation for what Epicurean philosophy was, that's exactly what this person's doing. He's going down the road of being a Zoyl Vesoyvi. You don't think of a Zoyl Vesoyvi as an Epicurus, because the way the Epicurus is referred to today, Beloshen Amami, is more of a Koifer. Oh, this is more, yeah, but really, the Epicurus, this is who he was at us. This is the original Epicurus. He was an hedonistic Greek Baltaiva, says the Ibn Ezra. It's probably what he means. But either way, it says the Ramban and Rashi that the Seir Umair is doing two things. Number one, the Seir Umair is Sarmen Aderech, and that's manifest in the fact that he's Zoyl Vesoyve. His Meir is Mesar B'Devrei Yoviv, and that's manifest in Enosh Shemen B'Kalov V'Kalim of Yisro Yisav V'Yishma Aleim. And says the Ramban that really this person deserves two Einshin. So what does it mean? Yomus Zakev Yomus Chayev? It means he didn't do anything for which he should be Chayev Misa. The Yomus, the fact that he's a Yomus, Yomus, that's already Al Shem Seifer. But then the Ramban goes further. And the Ramban says that Al Pip Shutei Shal Mikra, it could be there's a little bit of an idea that the Psukim are trying to tell us as it relates to the Ben Seir Umair. And that is, it says that after they kill the Ben Seir Umair, Uviyarta Rami Kirbecha, Vichol Yisrael, Yishmu Viro. Like, Kol Yisrael, Yishmu Viro, says the Ramban. Vizetam, Vichol Yisrael, Yishmu Viro. Kiloi Humas Begoidel Chetoi. Because we're not killing him for what he did. Elo Liyasar Boyasar Rabban. The reason we're killing him is to give Musa to the Rabban. Vishloyet Akol Lacherim, so that he not be a source of stumbling to other people. In other words, Ramban says, the Torah says by the Ben Seir Meir, when we kill him, v'cholam yishmu v'yiro. Well, what's that all about? Kill him to kill him. Now, the emphasis is like this. We're going to learn this Gemara in a few weeks, but the Gemara says there's four times in the Torah where we give somebody Mises Bezin, where the Torah says, v'chol yisrael, v'cholam yishmu v'yiro. We're going to get to that. And the Gemara learns from there, but tzrichim achrasa, the before chayvim Mises Bezin that needed achrasa. But the Ramban here is doing what the Ramban always does. He's learning up the psukim al pi pshutei shel mikra, and says the Ramban that here by the Ben Seir Meir, the Torah said, v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro. You know what the emphasis is. Because usually when you give somebody Mises Bezin, why are you giving him Mises Bezin? Because he deserves it. Over here, the person Be'etzim doesn't deserve Mises Be'etzim. Now, Chazal sent Yomu Zakev al Yomus Chayim, but Ramban's learning that you want to know why we're killing this person, Pshutei Shal Mikra? It's the Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. Because we want to send a lesson. We want to send a message. That's why we're doing this. And Ramban continues. And he says, V'chein derech ha-kosuv she'yaskir kein. This is the derech of the Pasuk to say this. Kashe yumsu le'goder k'dei she'tia b'misasam takon al-acher. When the purpose of the Misa is not so much what the person did, but more to create a geder and it should be preventative for the future. This is the lashon we find. Ki hisker kein bezakei mamre. Ramban says, you know I know that? Because the Torah says it's by the zakei mamre. Who's the zakei mamre? It's the zakei mamre is someone that's on the level that he could be on the Sanhedrin. And there was a din Torah, and it was presented to the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin passed in one way, and he went the other way. Hitzchayiv misa. Says the Ramban, lefi she'em boi rasei chetcha ro lamus. Let's be honest. Did the Zakei Mamre do anything for which he deserves to die? Rak hu lahaser hamachloikis min haTorah kasha pirashti sham. The idea is to remove the machloikis from the Torah. And as a result, this is something that we need to do in a preventative way. But either way, says the Ramban, I have a raya from the Zakei Mamre. And then he goes to the other places where you find this idea of v'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. So the Ramban says, "Pshutei shel mikra." Why v'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro when it comes to Ben Seir Meir? It's the same reason that you find this nusach when it comes to the Zakei Mamre. The Zakei Mamre, the Torah says the same exact thing. You know why? Because the Zakei Mamre, like the Ben Seir Meir, didn't really do anything for which he deserves to be killed. But rather, this is all this is all about making sure v'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, like it says by the Ben Seir Meir, v'chol Am Yishmu V'yiro v'la Yizidu Noit, like it says by the Zakei Mamre. But I just want to share one hergish. I don't know if this is emes, oimek pshut eshal mikra, maybe, I don't know. But the Ramban was medama the Zakei Mamre to the Ben Seir Meir. The truth is, there's a precedent for this sushta. There's a precedent for this sushta. The Rambam has a Hilchas Mamre, right? Arguably the most geshmaka, you know, chelik of Halachas and Rambam is up there, right? Ooh, a lot of raid going on in Hilchas Mamre. But the Rambam has a Hilchas Mamre, and the Rambam, in his Hilchas Mamre, discusses a whole bunch of different mitzvahs and halachas. Now, you know, the Rambam, in the beginning of each set of halachas, he has a little bit of a heading. And in his heading, he tells you what's going on. So Rambam says like this, Hilchas Mamrim, Yesh Bechlolam Tesha Mitzvahs, there are 9 mitzvahs. Shalish Mitzvahs Aseh, there's 3 mitzvahs Aseh, there's 6 mitzvahs Lois Aseh, and there's 6 mitzvahs Lois Aseh. Vizehu Pratan, I want to read them, all 9. Number 1, Laseh Sapiyat Teirah Sheyem Rolano Bezden Agadol. Mitzvahs Aseh is you have to listen to the Bezden Agadol. 2, Shaloi Lassam Edevrei. Right, that's the Rambam's Loisasa, which Rambam holds as a Deiraisa. 3, Shaloi Lahoisav Ala Torah, Loi Bemitzvah Beksav, Veloi Beperushin Shalomanu Bepiashmu. Can't go Kenega the mitzvahs, and you can't go Kenega Torah Shabbat Peh. 4, Shaloi Legraya Menakra. Right, so one is Baal Toysa, one is Baal Tigra. 5, Shaloi Lekalalove Ein. 6, Shaloi Lehakrisove Ein. 7, Lechabidove Ein. Ches, Leyirame of Ein. Tes, Shaloi Ben Sayer Moir Al Kolavim. Don't be a Ben Sayer Moir. So the Rambam, in his heading to Hilchas Mamrim, he says 9 mitzvahs, 6 lois aseis, and 3 aseis. And if you go through the 9, essentially, you know what the Rambam just gave you? The laws of the Zakim Mamre, meaning listen to the Chachamim, don't go against them, and it's most manifest with the Zakim Mamre, and all the laws of Kibbut Aveim. Kibbut Aveim, Yiras Aveim, Makav Aveimai, Makal Aveimai, and then the Ben Sayer Moir. All 9 of these mitzvahs, and really these 2 parshiyos, listen to the rabbis and listen to your parents, are together what make up the Rambam's Hilchas Mamrim. There's an idea that we need to shteltsu to authority. And when we're Mamre, we go against authority, we fall into the Rambam's Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam took these 2 inyanim, which technically are not one and the same, and he lumped them together, and he made 1 Hilchas Mamrim from it. Right, when the Rambam makes a Hilchas Noshim, okay, what's Noshim? What's going on? It's say the Noshim, right, in Malva V'loiva. It's all the laws of Malva V'loiva. The Rambam created a cannabis. There's no Masechtis Mamrim. There's no Seder and Shas called Mamrim. The Rambam was Mechadish a category called Mamrim. And in Mamrim, the Rambam put basically the Halachis of Zakin Mamre, and he brought the Halachis of Kibbut Aveim. And the emphasis is like this. If you think about it, these 2 ideas, you can argue, are the most critical ideas we have in the entire Yiddishkeit. Right? The Pasuk says, Sha'al Avicha V'Yageitcha, Skeinecha V'Yomrlach. Our Messiah comes from Avicha, V'Gadu Televincha, and Skeinecha V'Yomrlach. It comes from the Skeinim. And I once heard from Remeir Soloveitchik, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, he said that the Pasuk says, Sha'al Avicha V'Yageitcha, Freg De Tata, and Ageitach Zogin, Skeinecha V'Yomrlach. So this is Veruy and Advarim L'Misha Amram. He said that, K'vashtenish V'Avos M'Freg De Tata. Right, what does it mean, Skeinecha V'Yomrlach? Zeshtra Kano Chachma. He says, the fact that you ask a Chacham Mesoira, I understand. Oh, but the Tata? He said, no one of Shach. Oh, but the Tata can, he says, Skeinecha V'Yomrlach. Unai Bel Kenish, what's Freg them? He said, what's Sha'al Avicha V'Yageitcha? Why are you asking your father? He said, no one of Shach. If he knows, he's Bechal Skeinecha. And if he doesn't know, you don't want to hear what he has to say. So Ramei Soloveitchik said, because Mesoira gate for Natata Tzahazun. Right, the Ramban says that the whole essence of our Mesoira is in of Meshach Lebanon. That's why the Leila Seder is such a critical night, because that is when we get infused Mesoira. A child grows up, he sees his father conducts himself a certain way, and he's training him to live that type of life. The kid has this deep faith inside of him that my father would not leave me astray, and that's where Amunah comes from. Amunah comes not from a Rebbe, it comes from the Tata. Shalavich v'yageitcha. Brameya says sometimes the father Taka doesn't know 100%. And they Takanish. So what do? Skeinecha v'yomrlach. You have to have the skeinenim, and they're going to tell you. Don't make, meaning checks and balances. Make sure you're getting the right Mesoira. Of a Mesoira can't come from skeinecha. Mesoira has to come from the father. That's how Mesoira comes. We're maminim b'nei maminim. That's how it works. It comes from unzere Tata. If there's someone that's going against the Chachamim, he's a Zakin Mamre. If there's a child that's a Nenu Shemeya B'Koy Lovev V'Kol Imay, what we're doing is we're undermining the entire system. Our system works because children listen to their father. Our system works because Skeinecha V'Yomrlach, because we listen to our Chachamim. The minute we don't listen to our Chachamim, the minute we don't listen to our parents, there's no Mesoira. If there's no Mesoira, there's no Yiddishkeit. The whole thing can go Shluffin. It's over. Kel Moli Rach, you can say a Kaddish Drabana. It's over. It's not Negeya. And these 2 inyanim were so critical that if you have someone that's a Zakim Mamre, or if you have a child that's a Nenu Shemeya B'Kalav V'Kalima, you know what we do? V'Chol Yisrael Yishma V'Yiro. You know what we do? We make sure we take this man and we take this child and it's over. Why? That's the only reason we're killing him, says the Ramban. He's Betzim Azak. Now, he's not Mamish Azakai. He's a Sayri. He's a Mayrizal. But he doesn't deserve to die. So Chazal said, it's Al Shem Ha'osin. Obviously, that's true. But you want to know what's going on here, says the Rambam Shutei Shalmikra, can the Rambam Shtel Tzu the Zakim Mamre to the Ben Sayyid Umayra? And way more than that, the Rambam created a whole Hilchas Mamrim that Shtel Tzu the Zakim Mamre to the Ben Sayyid Umayra. To me, it's so clear that there's some inherent, intrinsic, deep connection between the Zakim Mamre and the Ben Sayyid Umayra. This is what it is. It's Pashat. I think it's Oymek Shutei Shalmikra. It's Shalovicha V'yageitcha Skeinecha V'yomrulach. The Ben Sayyid Umayra is undermining the Shalovicha V'yageitcha. The Zakim Mamre is undermining the Zakeinecha V'yomrulach. Hatzad Ashava Shabahem, they are putting our entire faith, our entire religion, our entire system, everything at risk. And when you have a situation like that, ubiyarta harami kirbecha. They didn't do one specific avera. That's not the point. The point is, we need to put our foot down. Because if someone's a nenu shemeh v'kalava v'kalimai, it's way too dangerous. We need the Messiah. We need the Messiah from father to son. And we need the Messiah from Rebbe to Talmud. Because if we're not going to have that, then we're not going to have anything. Could be that's the oimik and appreciating a little bit the Ben Sayyid Umayr, appreciating the oimik of the Zakim Mamre and the connection between the Ben Sayyid Umayr and the Zakim Mamre.